Are we at the high point or are we at the low point? And being able to be open to the possibility of investing in real estate outside your local market really expands your options and removes any potential limitations.
Welcome to the Quiet Wealth Podcast, where we talk about money mindset, how not to be broke, simple step-by-step strategies to conquer your finances, and the entrepreneurial spirit that will get you there. Your host, Camilla Jeffs, has been a student of money for over 20 years. She started out broke and has built real wealth for her family through steps you can copy. Camilla is on a mission to help thousands of people just like you build true financial stability.
Welcome to the Quiet Wealth Podcast. This is episode 61, 5 reasons to invest outside your local market. Welcome. We're so glad that you're here. I am your host, Camilla Jeffs, and I am excited that you're joining me today. It's a beautiful day here in Texas, and I'm excited to be on this podcast with you. So we're talking about investing in real estate. When you start investing in real estate, really, it's so much easier if you just think about it in like, okay, I'll just buy the house down the street because then I can go check on it and I can do all the things. And it seems like it's going to be easier and better to manage. But it's interesting because I was talking to an investor the other day on a call, and she's from California. And she's like, yeah, it makes no sense for me to invest here. Same with my friends from Hawaii. They were like, it just doesn't make sense because nothing cash flows. The numbers don't work out. We're just banking on appreciation in those markets. So they are looking to invest outside their local market, like out-of-state investing. How does that even work? We're going to talk about it here because investing in real estate outside your local market in an area that you may never visit, where you have no trustworthy friends to call, can seem absolutely terrifying, especially for new investors. But this leap into this seemingly scary territory may be the key to real estate investing success. Most real estate investors begin with local deals, and I did that, right? That's what me and my husband did. We started with local deals, and some of those deals were lucky and some were not. And the truth remains that there are more opportunities out there than you could ever imagine. And you'll never see or know about them without the courage and wisdom to go and explore outside your local market. So I really think that it's a great thing to do, and I do it. I mean, I live here in Dallas, and I have investments in Arizona and multiple markets in Arizona. I have investments in multiple markets in Oklahoma. I have some in the Carolinas, and I definitely have some in Texas. And it's a great thing because once you start and understand the world of group investing, suddenly the whole world gets opened up to you. And then investing across those state lines allows you to align your real estate portfolio to your long-term investing goals. And we do that through 5 ways. So we're going to dive into these. I'm going to tell you all 5 right now, and we'll dive in. Number 1, removing emotion. Number 2, increasing flexibility. Number 3, building your team. 4, diversifying your portfolio. And 5, focusing your intentions. So number 1, take the emotion out. Personal biases, convenience, emotions, all of those are highly likely to cloud your vision when you're searching for a local investment opportunity. For example, you're more likely to give an investment a chance, even if the numbers are low and it needs a ton of work, because it's in between your home and your favorite coffee shop. And investing elsewhere forces you to rely on the property-specific data and helps to remove the emotional component from the process, which results in a higher likelihood that you'll invest based on preset criteria and goals. Number 2, increase your flexibility. So it's highly likely that your local real estate market can provide only a narrow slice of the attributes that you would need for your overall investment portfolio. If you constrain yourself to invest locally, you're barred from other options in markets that represent the ideal mix of investing criteria. The things we look for are population and job growth trends. We look for geography. We look at the real estate prices, government, state laws, And all of those things together can help you personally to meet your investing goals. Also, real estate is hyper local. So investing in a variety of different markets allows you to adapt your investing strategy to where we are in the market cycle. Are we at the high point or are we at the low point? And being able to be open to the possibility of investing in real estate outside your local market really expands your options and removes any potential limitations. Number three, learn to build a great team. So investing outside of your local market forces you to rely on others. It's group investing, and group investing works so well as long as you find the right team. There's no way you can do everything from thousands of miles away, no matter how diligent and capable you think you are. Building a great team is a skill. And so is learning to leverage and rely on that team. And once you properly execute this in one market, you can replicate that anywhere. And that just increases your reach and the investment opportunities that are available to you. Number four is to diversify your portfolio. Now, your local market has limited attributes like population and job growth, demographics, geography. But if you compare that across the states, if you're only investing locally, then all of your real estate eggs are pretty much in a single basket. Even though if you have a portfolio of 20 homes, they're pretty much still in the same area. A local-only strategy, it leaves room for little to no diversification, and it could be pretty devastating to your investments if any type of natural disaster occurs. Remember the hurricanes in Florida? If all of your properties are short-term rentals in Florida and a natural disaster comes in, suddenly you're out for your investments. And if they're destroyed, sure, you have insurance to help, but that's not going to help you in the short term. That's only going to help in the long term. There could be local economic or government issues, a market recession. You know, when things like that happen, you need to have very well-diversified portfolio across multiple markets. So if you invest in these multiple markets, both locally and out of state, you're actually creating diversification within your portfolio and protecting yourself from the ever-changing market cycles. Number five is focus your intentions. So when you invest outside of your local area, you're automatically protected from just like stumbling on an investment. And you can't get like this great feeling during a tour or buy into some real estate out of convenience, because you'd be throwing money in sight unseen. And investing across state lines requires a process, requires intentional communication, and more research and analysis on the property to really ensure its qualities align with your investment goals. So I think every real estate investor should explore options outside their local area, either exclusively or in addition to your local real estate deals. I mean, investing money is already an emotional endeavor, but by investing out of state, you can be more deliberate and intentional about meeting your personal finance goals, because you get to cherry pick the markets with the highest job and population growth, and you cherry pick the markets that have strong teams that are exciting and challenging all at once. It's completely worth it. Now, let me give you a bonus tip. One of the best ways to invest quickly and easily out of state and not have to worry as much about the team building part is to invest passively with as a real estate limited partner in a syndication, or syndication is just a fancy word for group investment. So the sponsor team leads the project and allows investors to enjoy passive income and diversification of multiple markets and asset classes. So at Steady Stream Investments, my company, we do this. We invest in multiple markets. We were investing in Arizona because it had really great appreciation. Conversely, we were investing in Oklahoma because it has really great cash flow. And we wanted to make sure that we were meeting investor needs. And so whoever was looking for more cash flow, say you're an investor that wants to exit your job and you want to get that cash flow coming in so that you can have that income to offset a job that you want to leave, perfect. Invest in a market like Oklahoma. But if you're someone who doesn't need the cash flow, and you're willing to wait longer for your money to grow, and you want it to grow faster and have a little bit, you know, higher risk, higher reward, invest in that Arizona market. And so each market has its own pros and cons. But overall, if you're following the plan that I have set forth, and you can find it on my website, that invest $50,000 each year, and I even made a podcast episode about it, that is going to get you to the point where you're well diversified across multiple markets, across multiple states, and you can become a very solid investor. So if you're interested in learning more about becoming a passive real estate investor, please consider joining the Investor Crew. We'll be there every step of the way. My team and I are there to really help you understand the process, understand the risks, understand the rewards, and really get you going on your investments. So please go to my website, studystreaminvestments.com, and click invest, and that will take you to the form to fill out that you, and then where you can get more information. Thanks so much for joining. I appreciate your time today and so appreciate you spending your time with me and supporting this podcast. Please share this episode with someone that you know. We need to share the education in order to share the wealth. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Quiet Wealth Podcast. If you want more, head on over to CamillaJeffs.com/podcast to get the show notes and dive into other juicy episodes. While you're there, be sure to grab the free guide to building wealth. And if you know a friend who is struggling with money, please send this episode to them. Let's share the wealth in as many ways as we can. Until next time, wishing you much success.